The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. Brad Officer here, Real Estate 911. That's our intro from old Cody in there. Thanks, Cody. Thumbs up all the way across
up.
The board. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Joined today by my professional and well-established.
I like well-established. That's a good one.
Co-host, Mr. Sean Solari. Sean, thanks for coming in, man.
I appreciate it.
You barely made it.
Yeah, as usual.
You pulled a last second. Right before the show started, everybody. Cody in the sound room here says, looks like you're rolling solo today. And I was like, nah, Sean will be here in a minute. He goes, you've only got a minute. So hopefully he does show up.
That's right.
So, man, thanks for coming.
30 seconds to spare.
I'm glad we kind of pre-planned some of our show stuff before we get on air, because if we had to wait for both of us to arrive in the studio at the same time.
Forget it.
It just wouldn't happen.
That's right.
Which is kind of sad. So, hey, welcome everyone to the Real Estate Show, Real Estate 911, right here. From Jacksonville, Florida. If you've been listening to Man Woman Hour, we're a little bit of a pickup from there.
I gotta say, this is more upbeat than that.
I hope so. It makes me feel awkward coming in after the Man Woman Hour, as Cody would say, awkward. This show makes me feel awkward.
It does. Yeah.
So hey, we're here to
feel
talk.
Like you're supposed to lay on a couch and put your head on a pillow and
yeah, well,
discuss bad dreams.
It's very yeah. So, anyways, hey, welcome to the show. We're here to talk about real estate in the Jacksonville, Florida market and our surrounding markets here. We think this is important to keep up with for everyone out there. Just because, hey, if you're a homeowner, you probably want to know what's going on with your house and what's going on with the values, what's going on with the market. And especially right now, you know, you get a lot of people, just about anywhere I go right now, people are talking about real estate. So it seems to be just kind of that hot topic again. You know, back in the dark years, people would be... Nobody wanted to talk about it. It was like the big, you know, the hush hush problem. Like, oh my God, another house foreclosed on my street. This ain't good for me.
Yeah,
you know. So nobody was talking about it back then.
Just like put your head in the sand.
Just
wait for things to smooth over.
Hopefully it goes away.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes away soon. And hey, guess what? It all came out of that. And then now it seems like when you go around anywhere, people are talking about, you know, some house that sold across the street, or have you heard what's going on up the street where they're building such and such, or somebody's adding on to their house. There's just a lot of real estate chatter everywhere.
Yeah.
So it kind of, hey, for us, we follow it because it's our job. It's kind of our job hobby, you know, where you just can't help it. Oh, that's me.
Yes. It's been a couple of weeks since your phone's gone off.
You know, I usually have it muted by now.
There
I'm going to go ahead and mute it. Yeah. There we go.
But I got to say, you know, I'm hearing a lot of, you know, with the market changing and now there's opportunity for people to move up, and I get a lot of questions of, so what do you think I could get that house for? Or what do you think about this area? I hear a lot of kind of next phase questioning in regards to real estate right now. You know, people might have had another child, or, you know, they're getting ready to move to another school, or things are going on where it's now
life is progressing.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. Life is progressing, and now real estate is back in the conversation about we need a bigger home, or we want to move to another area because of some other life change or whatnot. So it's hot on the topic. Yeah.
I think a lot of people were so stuck for so many years that no one was moving. It just wasn't happening, and now all that's changed, and so now it's kind of, and you know, honestly, there's some energy that just surrounds, you know, like I always say, activity breeds activity. You know, it's like when your buddies all of a sudden sell their house and move to the bigger house.
I think you make a great point.
You know, and then you hear that buddy at work that also him and his wife just bought a new house, and they're selling their other house. All of a sudden, you're like, huh, I wonder what we can get it for our house.
Exactly.
I wonder where I could move to. Yep. So-and-so is going over there. That's a nice place, you know. And it's the chatter creates activity, which brings me to the point of our local MLS and the new data that we have here that they're basically putting out, kind of the, you know, technically, I guess, the end of summer data. And the change in inventory is crazy. You know, we've been talking about this now for, I feel like, a year solid about how we're in such a lack of inventory. But then at the same time, I'm hearing people were 20% down from the same time last year.
Yeah.
Which is freaking low.
No other way to put it.
No, it is. Yeah. We are just down there bouncing 3.5 months worth of supply. I mean, we're just down bouncing around the bottom. And at the same time, I hear people talking about the stupid bubble again, you know, and yeah. I'm like, economically, it just doesn't make sense. It's supply and demand. Now, maybe, like we always say, the prices have gone up so much now to where now they're, you know, it's more in line with where everyone's incomes are, and they're just not going to keep going up past that because the incomes don't support the new prices.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're going to flatten out, and I can definitely see that happening. We've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah.
As far as our price appreciation, instead of 8% and 9% annual gains, which is unheard of, you know, more in the, you know, 1-3% gains, which is more normal.
Right.
I can definitely see that happening.
I understand. You know, I think that conversation just continually gets driven by appreciation and solely that, right? When you see greater than normal appreciation, or, you know, in somebody's community last year, homes were selling at X and now they're selling at Y, and it's a big jump from X to Y.
Right.
That it just automatically triggers this. Well, they're going up so fast. I mean, we must be in another bubble without taking into account any other factors solely than price. Well, I think that's the number one driver of that conversation.
And I've heard some things, you know, and you can't believe rarely anything on the news anyways, but they're, you know, respectable places are running. I think sometimes this is just like get you to read ads, you know, like, you know, the titles are so, what do they call them when they're trying to get the, you know, it's like.
It's just attention grabbers?
It's attention grabbing title on is the new bubble coming?
Right.
Or the upcoming bubble burst of real estate 2.0, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, you know, it's like. Yeah. And then you read through it and it kind of says, no, there's nothing to bust because there's so much demand and there's not enough supply. So, but it's annoying because it's like when you start really looking at the true fundamentals of it, it's like, I mean, unless something major catastrophically happens, which we just had Irma, by the way.
Right.
You know, Matthew, Irma. What was the next one? Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. Was it Maria?
Maria, yeah. Sorry. Caught you by surprise on that question. Where are you going with this?
I didn't know if you were still on hurricanes or we were moving to earthquakes.
We just had this horrible thing happen in Vegas, you know, but these things are all, you know, catastrophic type of things, but the real estate market continues moving forward.
True.
So it just, and the supply doesn't change because of that.
Yeah.
People are still buying homes. That's one thing that I want to make sure I made a note to talk about that is that, you know, back when it was like the darkest time in real estate, personally, when I thought, how am I going to sell in this house? Nobody's even looking at them. It was so interesting on how people are still, they were still buying houses because, you know, people's families and lives change.
I was saying, life happens. Yeah.
People are moving to town because they're taking jobs. People are moving out of town because they're taking jobs. People are having babies and they're losing loved ones and, you know, gaining loved ones, getting married and having kids. Things are happening and they're still buying and selling real estate regardless of what was going on.
Yeah.
Through the economy. And I think that will always continue to be.
I agree. I mean, you're always going to need a place to live. Now, granted, somebody's going to say, you could rent something. Exactly.
Good luck renting something right now.
They trend with prices. So as we appreciate and value, we see rental rates go up. You would think that they'd be inversely related, but they're not. They run in parallel. So
so the stat talk basically is summed up by saying this week's statistical analysis is the inventory is tight. So, and the demand is still high.
Right.
And we don't see that to change really
at all. Yeah.
What I do see go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I mean, I think this time last year we were saying this exact same thing. And I'll go out on a limb and say for 2018, I think we experienced very similar in terms of, you know, tight inventory and high demand.
I'm taking listings if anyone's listening.
Right. Aren't we all? Yeah.
Hey, guys, we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to be talking about the modern rules of real estate, things you got to know. We'll be right back.
Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heekin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heekin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Welcome back, everyone. So, hey, we're just going through the numbers there with you, the stats from kind of our end of summer stats, you know, of what's happening in our market. Just to summarize, again, the market's tight. We need more inventory overall. We've only got 3.5 months worth of supply. And you hear everybody constantly talking about how our inventory is really tight. We need, and what we mean by that is that we have buyers who can't find what they want. And it's amazing because I think it was last week's show, Sean, we talked about some 30% of the homes that are currently on the market have been on the market for more than 4 months.
That's right.
And we're going to be talking about the modern rules of real estate here in just a minute.
Yeah.
Which would clearly help a lot of those people. There are thousands of homes that have been on the market for more than 4 months.
Yeah. I'm sure the thought is, you know, these guys keep talking about how tight the market is. There's 8,000 homes, which sounds like a lot, but it's only 3.5. So, you know, what better way to just put a sign in the yard? And hey, there's got to be so much pent-up frustration about can't find anything. People are bound to find my house, and that's just not the case. We see it right there. You know, 4 months ago it was 20%. Now we're 30%. I mean, there's a big disconnect in those 30% of homes of why they're not selling, because with as much frustration and buyer demand that's out there, that amount of inventory should not be sitting for that long. There's something off.
Right.
And it just goes to show that when we get into this, that just because there's a lack of inventory doesn't mean that you don't have to have a plan. You don't have to do the right things to get in front of the buyers to sell your house for top dollar.
Definitely. And you know what? I was with a couple earlier this morning, walking in a couple houses, and I could feel the frustration because I've worked with these people several months.
Right.
Just kind of off and on, and you know, it's for the what they're willing to spend, the quality of the house is just not there,
mm-hmm.
or something about the house was off that we were looking at.
Yeah,
and I do think some of these some of our modern rules here could have helped, should have helped.
Sure,
the sellers of those houses, and you know, maybe you're listening and you've tried to sell your house. Maybe you're trying to sell it right now. Maybe you've tried to sell it and something's just not clicking. You know, hey, take a note. These are you got to have these things. We kind of put this list together here, and these, you know, things have changed. Let's just put it that way,
yeah.
Right? This is a real estate transaction is not business as usual.
Yeah,
it's just not the same way today as what it was probably even 5 years ago.
I think the big thing, you know, we talked about a little bit the, you know, the bubble conversation earlier. And one of the biggest differences I see today than I saw then was back then, everybody felt like they had to get something. I have to buy this because it won't be here tomorrow. It won't be here in 6 hours. Today, that's not the same buyer sentiment today.
Right.
The buyers, they don't care, you know, and if it's not right, it's not right. Which I think leads to why 30% of these homes, you know, are sitting, because like you said, the homes you were in today, if something's off, something is off, and it doesn't matter that there's not a ton of inventory, there's not very many options. The buyers today are willing to wait.
Right.
And then something else changes from the buyer side. I mean, we've talked about for 2 years now that we think rates are going up, and I mean, they can only go one way.
Yeah, you're right. The buyers today were this exact same. It's like, there's nothing to make them just accept
right
one of the houses for the price.
Yeah.
Even like saying, hey, if it wasn't this price, but it was another price, would you be interested? And it was no.
Yeah.
It's not that people are going to be like just finally beat down enough to say, okay, the heck with it. This is what I got to get. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's those houses are not going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's looking for the needle in a haystack, the one dude on the planet, right?
Yeah, very true.
All right. So this is the modern rules of real estate. You know, it's kind of the old rules just don't really apply anymore. You know, and we ourselves, although we're young in the business, let's face it.
Sure. Yeah. We're
like babies in the business.
The average.
We can't age discriminate. So we gotta.
No, I just meant the average.
I don't know.
The demographic on there.
It's older than
real
us.
Sure. Yeah. Should we just leave it at that?
That's all we need to leave it at.
I gotcha.
But look, things change, and I have just as many friends that are real estate friends that are older as what I do younger that have been in the business for the same decade. Let's just say.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what age they are. You know, some have moved with the times, and some haven't.
That's true.
So we ourselves, Sean and I, we have to kind of keep our business moving forward and stay edgy. Speaking of edgy, I downloaded the iOS 11, and it is a piece of crap.
I'm so glad I've held off.
Do not download it if you're listening. unless you're willing to pay overage fees about every 3 minutes, you'll go over your data usage for some reason. It bogs down. Your battery will be just sucked dry every time you, like, mine's on. I'm getting warnings right now.
Can't you go back, though? Not to get off topic here.
I don't know.
I think you can reboot your life.
But this is part of the problem of staying a little too edgy, I think. Sometimes you got to wade through it a little bit.
See, if you're like me, your memory's almost out, and downloading the update would cause you to max out. So I just...
Okay, it's time for you to buy a new phone.
I just have so much.
iPhone X.
No. No, no.
All right, look, so old rules no longer apply. Modern rules of real estate. Here we go. So look, it doesn't matter if you're selling a condo or multi-million-dollar house or a $200,000 3-2 in Julington Creek. It doesn't matter.
No.
These are the same for everybody, right?
Right.
So let's go through them, Sean. So look, modern rule number one, all right? Big rule, and a lot of people are going to say, of course, no kidding. Yeah. But it really is, we got to be where the buyers are,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, it is a fact, based on the National Association of Realtors, their study, that 92% of home buyers use the internet when doing their home search. That's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised it's not more than 92%.
I wonder what the other 8% do.
That's right.
I'm like, I don't even... They just lie. Like, no, I'm not saying I do the internet. I don't do the internet. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
There's just 8 people that call the internets.
Yeah. The Google. I used to get calls. Anyways. All right. So we have made a very strong effort for ourselves to stay extremely relevant online. As a matter of fact, if you Google my name, Google Brad Officer, and see what pops up. And, you know, it's a constant effort with search engine optimization.
Yeah.
It's staying relevant with all the different sites that are out there. And it's, you know, it's not a full-time job, but it takes some effort, like it takes some planning and some actual effort. But in addition to that, with your house that's listed, so not only is it listed on my website, but it's listed on all the other broker websites, including REMAX, of course, we're REMAX agents. But one of the benefits of being with REMAX, one of the biggest benefits is that REMAX.com, which people go to search for homes, they get over double the web hits, the annual web hits, than any of the other brokerage websites, right? So they get almost double the second place guy. Second place is Century 21.
Yeah.
Third is Keller Williams, KW.
Right.
Fourth is CaldwellBanker.com. Mm-hmm. Fifth is Weikert.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 2016 is our latest stat, 77 million visitors to Remax.com. But you also get the global exposure.
That's true.
Remax has the, you know, they've got the largest footprint in a global market. So you get a ton of people that are in, there's a lot of people that are stationed overseas that are searching on Remax.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So we get a good amount of military or just other, you know, non-U.S. citizens that are shopping because they're moving to the U.S.
A lot of investors
are buying second homes or vacation homes, whatever, and vacation investment homes, what have you. So Remax.com definitely helps with that. That's rule number one, is being where the buyers are,
right,
which is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Rule number two. All right, so rule number two has to do with the actual presentation of your home online, right? So number one is all about you got to be where everybody is, which everybody's looking online,
right?
Like Zillow and Trulia and Remax, wherever.
Rule number two is probably more important than rule number one because of if you're doing rule number one, well, you'll get into it here, but if you're not doing rule number two, you can throw rule number one out the door.
So rule number two is using enhanced visual presentation through professional photography.
Right.
And this is, we're doing this in order to minimize the days on the market and also to maximize the sales price, right? So we know from a study that there's a professional, or homes that are professionally photographed, those houses sell on average 50% faster, 39% closer to the list price, and they generate 118% more views online than the non-professionally photographed homes.
And, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people would say any press is good press. In the case of having an online presence with your home, it's exactly the opposite. If you don't have good exposure, then it's worthless because they're going to rule you out, they're going to pass you by, and it's the homes that have, you know, the right photography, you know, positioned the right way. These are the homes that are going to grab the views, the interest level of the savvy buyer in today's market.
So Sean and I use only one real estate photographer in town, and we like who it is. They are extremely professional. They get the job done, and they will very quickly tell us that, okay, this room is not ready. And they'll give us exactly what we got to do to get the room ready before they can keep going through. So they will not photograph a bad room is what ends up happening. So it's we love having them on the team. It's something, you know, not all agents – not all brokerages use professional photography. It's kind of an individual agent type of thing because you may be surprised to know this, but most of the brokerages don't pay for that. That actually is paid for by the individual agent most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a mandate to use professional photography, and that's why you flip through. You know, if you're looking at homes on Zillow, you're looking at your buddy's house that's listed for sale down the road, and you look through and you're like, man, I could have done better on these pictures. Well, it's because the dude showed up with an iPhone and took pictures. And, you know, that's who the guys always get the flash, and you see him in the mirror, you know. And
you're like, you get the hand.
You're like, man, what in the world?
I'll say this. I'll take it a step further, too. And not only, you know, is it very important to use professional photography, but when your agent uploads the photos, you know, you have the opportunity, we have the opportunity, you know, as members of the MLS, when we upload the photos, we can choose which is the first photo. Meaning, when you see the house online or you see the house, online on any website, the very first photograph is normally the most important photograph because that 9 times out of 10 is going to either cause you to look at more.
Yep, or it's the money shot.
Yeah. So when I see like a shot of a living room that's a standard living room or things are uploaded upside down, haphazard order, it's not only, you know, the fact that you didn't have the right photography, but then you didn't even give me the photograph that makes me want to see more of this house.
All right, guys, we'll be right back here in just a minute. We'll continue with the modern rules of real estate.
The
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, so we're just talking there about the modern rules of real estate, and carrying on through that, we got modern rule number one is you got to be where the buyers are, right? So we think it says 92% based on this Association of Realtors report, which we think is a load of junk. We think it's 100%. Everybody's online.
I've yet to meet somebody who just has not viewed a home online.
It just that doesn't even make sense to me. But in addition to that, just being online in general, I will say it's not just on the search engines. We're having to do a lot of social media type advertising for our listings. And it is kind of, it's a little bit of an X factor, I would say.
Yeah.
Because it puts some gas on the fire that, you know, some agents are doing it very effectively. We are definitely one of them. And we're seeing some that are not doing it so effectively.
Right.
But it's doing it the right way. It really does. The social media aspect of it as well just really, it can kick it up a notch. So then rule number two was about enhancing the actual visual representation of the house by using... Now, we use a professional photographer, and we're talking about how it's not required to do that, or a lot of agents don't do it. Right. They choose not to spend the money. I invest the money. I think it's money well spent. Mm-hmm. It's just, to me, it makes such a difference, and there's some stats that show that not only are you going to get more showings, but you're also going to get the highest price by having it professionally photographed. So why wouldn't we do it? I mean, that's my job, right? Mm-hmm. It's to bring the most money to you, the seller. Yeah. And then also, of course, the professional photographer is going to know which angle to take the picture from, how to make the room look bigger, how to make it look the right way so it doesn't look all contorted. Sometimes you see pictures, man, they're all
junked up. I like the one who gets the selfie stick and like holds it in the top corner and does this like
I don't understand that
quasi aerial of the room.
All right, modern rule number three is you got to put your home on stage, right? So this has to do with staging. And by doing this, there are the stats that are showing that we can increase your home's value by up to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge change.
You know, I used to be a subscriber of the fact that I didn't think staging was a big deal. And I might be because personally, sometimes I think an empty room is easier. But in the last couple years in working predominantly with buyers, I see way more times than not in an empty room, people just can't figure it out.
They
can't figure out where the furniture goes. They can't see, you know, if their furniture will fit or what types of pieces will fit. And I turned over a leaf because I think in a staged room, not only can they see how the furniture, the best placement of the furniture, but it takes that out, and now they envision themselves living there.
Right.
And they've moved past just the static element of a room and into how they're going to live there, what they're going to do, holidays, gatherings, whatever. They move from that logical into that emotional. We know that
that's when the highest chance happens.
When they move into the emotional state, that's when they're buying a house.
That's when they're buying.
Yeah.
Yep. That's so. And look, this is an interesting stat from the Association of Realtors as well. Almost 100% of realtors report that their buyers, the customers they're working with, are positively influenced by a home that's well staged. But yet only 34% of listing agents actually do it.
Hmm.
And I'm not talking about just like you brought up a vacant house, right?
Right.
We have a we call her more a home editor.
Yeah.
But she will come into your home and basically figure out what needs to stay, what needs to go, and what needs to go in a different place.
Right.
And she calls it home editing because she uses what you have in order to place it all in the right place. And, you know, we definitely, especially when the time calls for, sometimes, you know, I walk into a listing, Sean walks in and is like, We got to bring in the stager.
Yeah.
We need help with this one because what all they have in here is just not going to work. Mm-hmm. We got to make this look better,
mm-hmm.
Or just change the flow a little bit. And that's when we bring her in. And in addition to that, both of us, we will make absolute expert staging suggestions. And these are techniques that are used by home builders and model homes. And it comes from, you know, working in that world.
I was going to say, you're
there's a few little secret tricks that we can give you that are, you know, these are techniques that just are going to make your house shine.
Yeah. And the goal of all these things are to put your house in the best light, right? Make it look as attractive as possible.
You know, it's all about that first impression. Because what looks good in pictures, remember back, if almost 100% are online.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're online and then we've got these beautiful pictures, because we've done the professional photography, which was modern rule number two. And then on to rule number three, now we got it staged because now we needed it staged to look the best for those pictures, the people looking online. But also when people are walking in, it's that first impression.
Right.
I mean, what was it, you know, that the average home shopper spends eight minutes.
It was. You're exactly right. It was
in a home.
Yeah.
And they knew within the first 10 seconds if they were going to buy the home.
Mm-hmm. And I've witnessed that time and time again.
That is a stupid, crazy statistic with... That's how important the first impression is. So you got to be online where they're looking. You got to have it professionally photographed in the best possible light. And you got to have it staged the best way to potentially raise your home price up to 15%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But 100% of all realtors across the U.S. have agreed that, staged homes are better.
Yeah.
And their buyers like them better.
And you get them there to stay longer. The longer they stay
in the house,
the better it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's all about this modern rule number three. It's a beauty, Sean.
It is. I mean,
one of my favorites.
You know, and I think the great thing in our bag of tricks is, you know, most people think staging, right? And a high cost to doing so. I got to take all my stuff out. They're going to bring all their stuff in. And I think we've found a great middle ground for homeowners in the fact that we have somebody who not only could stage but can also edit and much more cost effective using your own furniture, but getting the same result at the end of the day.
Which is sold for the highest price.
Exactly.
It's an investment sometimes you'll have to make, but hey, you're gonna definitely cash in on that one.
True.
All right, so modern rule number four. Now, remember, these are not the old rules. These are the modern rules. I got to bring that up. There was probably some old rules somewhere. These are our modern rules. And number
four. The funny
thing
is we've been using a lot of these rules for...
Anyways.
It's just... I mean, it's our standard, but it's not the real estate industry in Northeast Florida standard.
No, right. Yeah, this is... We're bringing this to the table. All right. Rule number four, modern rule number four, is you got to get the pricing accurate. Get the pricing edge, right? If you can price it right the first time, it's going to make a huge difference. You know, there's all kinds of stats about overpricing, how to price. You know, there's just all kinds of things about that people take into consideration when they're trying to price your home. But the main thing here is you cannot settle for the basic pricing comparisons that most real estate agents will use,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just that works to some extent. That will get you some of the way there. But if you can use a couple of other tools that are available, so Sean and I use a couple of tools that give us just much better, accurate market intelligence, right? So what I mean by that is we can figure out which homes are selling or which homes are being shown in the price ranges
mm-hmm.
within a specific neighborhood. So we can really dig into a very specific neighborhood, and let's just say everybody in the neighborhood is between 275 and 325, right? We can get in and figure out, even within a $5,000 increment, which ones are getting shown the most.
Mm-hmm.
How valuable is that when you're pricing your house? And being out of that bracket sometimes is a not a like a 10% drop off, but a 90% drop off in showings.
Oh yeah.
So it's that's how accurate we can get into. We can even get into figuring out in these different neighborhoods, what is the average number of showings that happen before a home goes under contract?
That's a funny thing, you know, like every once in a while I get kind of bogged down in the weeds on the show. I'm bogged down in the statistics on the show, but it's these statistics and it's all this data that we constantly comb through that allows us to give our customers and our clients a competitive edge.
Yep. It's this, and you know, we study this stuff. I hate to say it, but we do. It's kind of, we geek out a little bit.
True.
But it's, you know, it's really up to the date, you know, up to the minute type of information, you know, to help us really pull supply and demand when somebody's looking to sell their home. But this is interesting though. 43% of sellers end up reducing their price at least once while their house is listed, which means the house has been on the market too long.
Mm-hmm.
They have to reduce the price. And when they reduce the price, then they're not going to get that number either. It's just going to, you know, it's like, because people think, what's wrong with the house?
It's a slippery slope.
There's a, I call it kind of the rule of 30, you know, it's like you got 30 days, man. 30 days. It's so important, that first 30 days. It's everything. So that's rule number four, modern marketing.
Yeah. And once you start reducing your price, you start, you know, giving subtle hints into the market, right? People start feeling there's blood in the water. You got to sell. There's desperation. You know, it's negotiating from weakness, not strength.
It's painful. Hey, so we'll be back in a minute. We'll continue with the modern rules of real estate. And if you'd like to get in touch with Sean or I, you can text me direct at 904-234-5196. We'll be back.
Pekin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. That's Cake there, a favorite. Yeah. White Stripes was before that, which was good, too. Cody's knocking it down. All right, so modern rules of real estate, right? These are not the old rules. Old rules don't apply anymore, honestly.
No.
We got to keep up. We got to keep moving forward. And, you know, we're kind of techies here. You've heard us talk before about all of our little techie gadgets that we use. And you just heard me bashing iOS 11, though, which is part of it.
Yeah.
Part of being an early adapter. You got to go through the stuff. But this is some of these rules here, these modern rules, these are things we're using today in the way that we're helping our customers sell their homes. And we're using these to really get the most number of showings we can get, which brings the highest price ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to sell a house if there's no demand.
True.
Like, it's if you're getting one showing and they're trickling in here and there's no demand.
Yeah.
We got no leverage. We've got nothing. We've got no strength. You know, so it's like if we're going to sell your house and get the most possible for your house, we need the leverage of lots of showings and interested buyers. And then the way to do that is exactly what we're doing here. We're giving you kind of the playbook, right?
I was going to say, that's exactly the word
modern,
I was thinking
yeah,
of.
I mean, these are the modern rules of real estate that we use. And there's some other agents locally that use these same rules.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones by any means. We're just...
we should just hand out this podcast when we go to a listing presentation.
Yeah. It's probably not a bad idea.
That's what we do.
All right. So we've been through rule one, two, three, four. We're on five now.
Yeah.
Number five for us is be fast.
Yes.
It's so simple, right? Be fast. And the reason why we say this is because when we list our properties, we get inquiries from other buyers.
Yeah.
Or who knows who this is. Sometimes I'm in India and I'm looking at this and blah, blah, blah.
In multiple ways that they inquire.
Yes. Yep. They come through the signs. Mm-hmm. They come through Zillow, mm-hmm. Trulia, Realtor.com. They come through Remax.com. Mm-hmm. They come through our own websites that we have.
Yep.
They come through Facebook.
Yep.
They come through Instagram. Other agents. I mean, there's just a phone calls, of course. There's a text all the time. There's a plethora.
Right.
And there's one thing I can assure you is that when we're on the other end, when we're representing a buyer and we're going, you know, on behalf of the buyer and inquiring on properties, it's not always easy to get a hold of the listing agent.
No.
Not always easy.
Here's a good one. I emailed an agent at 8 o'clock this morning asking about some information on a property. It's now 10 to 3. I have yet to get a response.
Case in point. So look, here's
about
the reason.
My buyer who's interested in the house.
Here's the stats. This is from Wave Group Agent Responsiveness Study. Mm-hmm. Stated that the average agent takes about 15 hours on average.
I'm ahead of the game then.
To respond to their listing inquiries.
There you go.
15 hours.
It's a long
if you
time.
Hire me to list your home, hopefully you expect me to respond to people faster than within 15 hours. And that would just be beating the average. But we do everything we can to try to be within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Yeah.
If we can do it within 5 minutes, 10 minutes at most. It's an odds maker, right? It increases the odds. If we can catch them within 5 minutes, even versus 30 minutes, it increases the odds of actually getting in touch with someone by over 100 times. And then the odds of actually qualifying them increases by over 21 times. Those are right from the lead response management study, which are, end of the day, modern rule. Be fast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if there ever was an old rule of be slow. Was there?
Yeah. Some people are just on a Sunday drive 24 hours a day. I mean, you'd hate to be working with an agent that subscribes to 48% of leads that never get responded to.
That's another stat Sean brings up. 48% of leads never get responded to.
I mean, you'd hate to have that agent who's just not responding. Yeah, I mean.
I've called on the house, but they're not calling me back. Yeah. How many times have we heard that?
All the time.
Yeah, I Googled, I found y'all. I've been calling on this house, and, you know, I can't get the person to call me back. Which one is it? I'll call them. You know, and then we're on it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
Or, I mean, we just had one recently where it's, you know, I've made inquiries to other agents to come out. I want to list my house. It's taken them 2 and 3 days. Some haven't even responded. Y'all replied within a few minutes.
Like, I think that as a society, we've moved to where we want to do as much on our phone without actually have a communication. I'm even finding people don't want to even text as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, agents just kind of want it to all just kind of fabricate and happen. But we have to pick up the phone and communicate with people.
Yeah.
And be fast. That's modern rule number five. All right. Modern rule number six. So we have to identify motivated buyers, and we got to identify them early. And it's a big difference in just waiting to see who comes to you. Instead, we use based kind of like a sneak peek type of program where we do a coming soon listing. This is something new in our MLS. Not everybody's doing it yet. I don't know if some brokers have just decided not to do them,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whole offices, but there only appears to be a few agents that are actually utilizing the tool. We love it. And we love it because, for us, if we have a listing that's coming on the market, we can put a sign out saying it's coming soon. We can go ahead and input it into a couple different spots saying it's coming soon. But the beauty is that the motivated buyers, the best motivated buyers, they come out early. They come to us early because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the best possible buyers. You know, it's kind of that rule of 30 days.
Yeah.
We're getting them. They're saying that one's coming on the market. Let me find out some information. They're raising their hand early. So we're finding you, the seller, these motivated buyers before your house is ever technically on day number one on the MLS.
Yeah.
It's a beauty.
And it positions them to line up early, you know, and they're ready. They get all their questions answered beforehand. And the moment it's live and they can step in inside, then they're ready to go.
And brings a good point. We can't walk them inside.
That's true.
Keeping me out of real estate jail.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
But
we can answer any and all questions.
Absolutely.
Up front.
We can.
Which increases, you know, the
urgency, their interest level, everything goes up.
Making an offer, all that.
All right, modern rule number seven, and it's all about feedback, all right? So I think the old school way of doing things is that Yes, go look at the house tomorrow at 10 a.m. They go, you know, agent goes, shows the house. And then from what I understand, because I don't even understand how this works, but from what I understand from other sellers who have tried to sell their house in the past with other agents, a lot of times the they never got any feedback on the showings. Mm-hmm. They never heard how the showing went. And I don't understand that because we set ours up with automatic feedback to where anybody who shows our homes, they automatically get inquiries asking, hey, how'd the showing go? How would you rate the home experience? How would you rate the cleanliness of the home? And when we put a couple key questions in that we're trying to get answers from.
Right.
And then from that, it automatically, unfiltered, gets delivered directly back to the seller, regardless of what it says.
Yeah.
Which can be painful sometimes.
True.
Because it's like, hey, house smells like cats. House smells like dead cats.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear that enough, and your friend that's selling their house that I've got their listing, and they've got a whole bunch of cats, it's like, man, the cats are killing you.
Yeah.
But with this constructive feedback, you can real quickly make changes to your own house that you need to make.
I think the other thing, too, is, you know, nobody wants to be the bearer of bad news. And I think in the past, well, and it probably goes on right now.
That's probably what it is.
Right. So in the past and probably even current with a lot of, you know, I think a lot of agents get the feedback and then they try to craft it to not sound as
feelings.
Harsh,
yep.
You know, to their customer. And unfortunately, I mean, it's a thing we get all the time of people appreciate how kind of straightforward we are. And you in this realm, you kind of have to be straightforward about what the feedback is. I mean, sugarcoating it or you know, softening it. And it
doesn't help.
It doesn't. Because then when the house isn't selling, they're going to say, why isn't it selling?
No one's told me anything about the cats.
Right. And nobody's been, you know, very upfront about
if you're a cat lover and you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm just picking on the cats. It could be a lot of different things.
Right. Like we could use
dogs.
Guinea pigs. It doesn't matter. You know, but if
it's funny, you went to guinea pigs. I went to dogs.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I love dogs.
But yes, constructive criticism, yeah. Feedback, oh, so important. So look, modern rule number eight, and we'll leave it there. Modern rule number eight, you got to understand the power of negotiations. If you're going to have somebody on your side representing your house for sale, this is not an order taking business. You know, we're not selling hot donuts.
It's not a paper pushing business either.
Yeah. It takes skill and craft in order to put these contracts together, and they're huge sales, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And it takes some craft to actually put that together, piece it all together, and then keep it together all the way through. But along the way, we negotiate endlessly up until the day of closing.
Mm-hmm.
And if a realtor's out there says, no, that's not, it's they're lying. That's we negotiate constantly all the way through closing, not necessarily for the highest price, but along the way we're dealing with inspection reports, repair requests, appraiser issues, insurance issues, mortgage issues, closing date issues, moving in, moving out issues, clean out issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is an endless barrage of us having to figure out, and we just can't sit back and just say, okay, yes, we'll do that, or no, we won't do that.
It'll just work out.
It just works
it'll
out,
just
Sean.
Work out.
These termite repairs will just work their way out. You know, even though they're not active and they want the whole house rebuilt, it'll just work its way out.
I'll add one more thing to the power of negotiation, and I'll tie it back to rule number five. It also helps to be fast or faster in your negotiation because, you know, if you're going back and forth around the initial terms and contract that's out there, the worst thing you can do is just sit on it. I mean, there are times when you kind of will hold back, but at the same time, you have to be working with somebody who knows the situation of when to be quick to respond and when to slow play it. Because a lot of times when you just get the offer and you don't have any response for going on 24 hours, people will divorce your house.
Yeah.
They'll find reasons of why it's not, why they haven't got a response. People will fill dead space with their own answers.
It pays to have an expert on your side.
That's true.
That's the end result of these modern rules. Hey, if you've been listening to us today and you're thinking about selling a house, maybe you know someone, hey, have them reach out to us. You can go to bradofficer.com. You go to officergroup.com. You can hit me up on my direct cell, 904-234-5196. Again, it's 904-234-5196. Sean, thanks for coming today.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Me.
Have a great week.